Good morning, beloved. Good morning, beloved. It is Rose Dallas with Rose Dallas Praise, a.k.a. Haida Yah Praise. And beloved, come. This is the invitation this morning. Come. Beloved, it is a wonderful blessing to be able to rise up and give Father Yahweh thanks and praise in the morning. So Father Yahweh, I just want to say thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you, Father Yah, for Yahushua who bids us come. Come, beloved, and drink freely of the water of life. Beloved, it is a beautiful thing to know that Father Yah in Yahshua bids us come. Like the woman at the well, Yahshua Messiah encouraged us that the water of life. He admonished her that it was that if she was to drink the water that he would give, she would never thirst again. Wow, beloved, can you imagine? We would never thirst again after drinking the water of life. I don't know about you, but this is an awesome analogy. I would love to drink of the water of life, that I may never thirst again. And this is available to all who will come. So, beloved, this morning we're going to look at the account of the woman at the well speaking with Yahshua Messiah. And we're also going to look at Yahshua Messiah speaking to us in Revelation chapter 22. And we're going to zoom in on verse 17. And again, we're going to see Yahshua extending an invitation for us to come. The Spirit and the Bride says, come. So, Father, in the mighty name of your Son, Yahushua, our Messiah, our salvation, which is you in Yahshua saving us, redeeming us unto yourself. Wow, Father, what an amazing Father that you are, that you would buy us back. It's kind of like we're in spiritual slavery, spiritual bondage, and the Father is saying, I will purchase them. I will purchase them. I will buy them back. Can you believe that? So, Father, I just want to praise you. I just want to glorify your name. I just want to lift your name on high. Father, I pray for those that will hear, I pray that the Spirit will give them ears to hear and eyes to see, that they may be able to discern the times that we're living in so that they may know it is time to come. It is time to come, Father. No more running. No more backsliding. No more running. It's time to come. The Father, touch each and every one, including myself and my household and everyone that will hear the prayer in their household. And if you're going through any kind of sickness, beloved, I sincerely pray that Father Yah, who has all the power and glory through Yahshua, our Messiah, that he will heal you from your infirmity. And I'm believing this for our baby Praise, who's running a fever today. I just praise you, Father, for your healing touch upon lives. Touch our hearts, touch our eyes, touch our ears. And Father, heal our finances, I pray. And Father, peradventure we've sinned against you, Father, we pray for the forgiveness of such sin, and we turn away from them, and we seek to do your will that is good and perfect. So, beloved, I'm going to go through the story of the woman at the well, and we're going to zoom in on the verse here where Yahshua and the woman was talking about the water of life. So it says here that when therefore Yahshua knew how the Pharisees had heard that Yahshua baptized more disciples than John, though Yahshua himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Ben cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parts of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Joshua, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Joshua saith unto her, give me to drink. Coming to draw water at the well, and I want to tell you, beloved, that Jacob, you know Jacob, he's the son of Isaac, and Isaac is the son of Abraham. So this is the lineage that the promise came through. So these are relatives of Yahshua, okay? These are relatives that have lived on of Yahshua. And this would make this Samaritan woman also a relative of those descendants. So in essence, they are related. So there cometh the woman of Samaria to draw water. Yahshua said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Yahshua answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of Elohim, and who it give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. What a powerful conversation. So he's asking her for a drink of water. But you see, he's able to save. It doesn't matter to him that she's a Samaritan and that he's a Jew. That doesn't matter to Yahushua. He said, if thou knewest the gift of God, so a gift is free, the gift of Elohim, and who it is that said to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Beloved, we can ask freely. Freely we can ask Yahshua for the water of life, and he will give it to us, beloved. Isn't that amazing to know? The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than her father Jacob? See, she considered Jacob to be her father. The lineage that the promised Messiah would come through. They're related, but we're talking about living water this morning. Are you greater than her father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Yahshua answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. I'm going to stop at verse 15. These are the words of thanks be to Yahshua. I'm going to do a two-part on this, beloved, because this is so deep. Yahshua said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. When we drink the bottled water, no matter how good they say the bottled water is, when we drink of this water, beloved, we're going to thirst. But when we drink of the water that Yahshua, our Messiah, gives, he promises, number one, that we shall never thirst. And there is a benefit to the water. He says, but the water that I give shall be to us a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Beloved, I don't know about you, but I want that water. So let us look at what the Spirit and the bride bids us to do. It says here in Revelation chapter 22 and verse 17. I'm going to read 7 real quick, then I'll go to 17. And like I said, I'll do a part 2 of this and get a little bit more in-depth. 22 verse 7 and 17 says that, behold, I come quickly. This is Yahshua. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. In 17, we see where it says, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that hear it say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Let him take the water of life freely. Come, beloved. Come, come. Let's go to Yahshua, beloved. Let's put aside everything that so easily beset us. Let's put aside everything that wants to take our attention and our affection, and let us come unto Father Yah through his beloved Yahshua, our Messiah. So, beloved, those scriptures again is John chapter 4, and I read 1 through 15, and this is Revelation 22, verse 7 and 17. So, beloved, remember, the Father sent his one and only Son, who knew no sin, to become sin for us. We see in John, he was witnessing to the woman at the well. He was giving her the opportunity to be saved, beloved. That is why he came. This is why he says, when we drink of the water that he gives, living water, we will never thirst again. And that water would be like a well in us, springing up to everlasting life. And I know, beloved, that when I say this, this is speaking to some of us out there, because listen, a lot of us have emptiness in our hearts. A lot of us have a void in our hearts, whether we've been failed by the church or by a religion or by a relationship or a parent, whatever it is, a lot of us have pain. It could have been from abuse. Beloved, I encourage you to come. I encourage you to cry out, beloved. I encourage you to take of the water of life freely so that you would never thirst again. And this water is none other but our salvation, Yahshua HaMashiach. Beloved, I thank you for listening today. Message me if you have a personal prayer request. You could also find me on Facebook, Dallas Rose, or Yahweh Loves You, John 3:16. Let's connect, beloved, and let us pray one for another. So come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him hear it say, come. And him that is a thirst. And him that is a thirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Be blessed today, beloved. Yahweh bless you and keep cause his face to shine upon you and give you his peace.